Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode 212 of Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs, where we go places that no man has gone before. I do, however, have a certain logical assumption that you, Sarah, brought the... Oh, this metaphor is dying. But the point is, Sarah, you brought this song to the table today. So why don't you tell us what we'll be discussing?
I did. We are discussing Leonard Nimoy's felonious attack on Proud Mary. spoiler? I do remember how we chose this Leonard Nimoy selection, which is that there was like a list of them and they all seemed equally hilariously offensive. So I asked Mark to pick a number between like 1 and 5 or something. And the one he picked was, it wound up being Proud Mary in this list. I think my thought process here was, first of all, we needed like an older song because we'd been talking about a lot of like 90s stuff recently, it felt like, or 80s stuff.
Yes, and 80s, yeah.
So I wanted to go a little further back. And then, you know, the easy, like the low-hanging, immelodious, cacophonous fruit is, of course, my birthday mate, William Shatner, singing whatever he's trying to sing. So I thought, you know, let's try the Nimoy because I don't really have any memory of what that was. I do remember that it was quite misguided and that he might have been better off sticking to his photographs and also paintings that he did of, quote, very full-figured women. Which he talked about this with NPR like 10 or 15 years ago. We'll try to remember to link that in the show notes. This, like Star Trek vanity project and song are a whole subgenre. I don't know, man. Like, this was really a fascinating case because it's not good, but the ways that it forces you to think about why things are or are not good or pleasing or successful as interpretations. Like, this is everything that we do here, but at what cost? Let's hear a clip.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on boiling.
Why?
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. You come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning.
I am so glad that you clipped the part where he does the John Fogerty toinen and boinen section.
What?
I feel like that is the name of the law firm that represented Leonard Nimoy in his second divorce. Toynin and Boynin.
Oh, my attorneys God. An offshoot of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Okay. And also there's the key change, which, like, once you realize the key change is coming, it's like, oh, no, we're all doomed. And we were. So here are some things that are terrible. Specific things that are terrible. He loses.
I also feel like that, Sarah, is I could have see you entering a party and that is your entrance line into the party. Sarah, here are some things that are terrible.
It's true. I feel like that has been, if not my opening line at a party, like after 5 minutes, I've been like, okay, since I do not yet have alcohol, here are some things that are terrible. Cut to an hour later where I'm like, listen. Here are some things that are fucking great.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, AstroTurf, it really allows the players to slide.
And when they trip over a bump in it, it's fucking hilarious. Okay. Nimoy loses his breath audibly several times. That key change is not going to be anyone's friend. And certainly, like, you can hear him sort of gathering his external genitalia for this jump. Toynin is unacceptable, as is Boynin. This talk singing is fine, but this song is like, you sort of don't realize that this song is very simple and only has a few notes, and that the interpretation and the vocal soul of the interpreter is everything. And look, I revered Mr. Nimoy. I watched all of In Search Of again recently. Seeing him appear on Fringe was like one of the highlights of my TV viewing life. He is great. He was a total fox as Mr. Spock, but this person does not know how to get what he obviously feels very strongly about this song into the actual song, which, like, I can't either. I get it. I am empathetic, but the quality of his voice is not terrible to listen to. It's not like Rod Stewart where I will like dive out of a party headfirst to get away from it. But he's really not confident in the end. And it sounds very strained. And this song cannot support a lack of confidence in this way. Like, you have to get in the song, put it on, and hack it to make it your own. Tina Turner can do that. Fogerty can do that. Nimoy cannot do that. Like, he's not half-assing it. He's really trying. But this is beyond, like, it's just not crossing the divide between what he is, like, feeling and what he is able to communicate. The organ is excellent. So that's a thing that is good. But if you compare this to a song like I Don't Care by the Donnas, their voices are not great either, but they compensate for that in the arrangement. And it's also sort of part of the larger meaning of that song. Nimoy has nowhere to hide here, and we all have to suffer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So many truths have just fallen from your lips, Sarah. Where to begin? One, why have so many actors been given record deals? Why? So many. Shelley Fabre, William Shatner, as previously discussed. This is also not from Leonard Nimoy's first album. He had multiple albums. This song was on album 3 or 4.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, and how does someone close to him not say, although one of his wives was his costumer on In Search Of, and holy shit, like, apparently sugar-free communication with those close to him was not on the menu. Just at one point, she had him in like this denim, like work jumpsuit with black socks and brown tasseled loafers. Oh my God, it was so terrible. Well, he almost got away with it too.
I'm glad that you mentioned his photography, because he really did pursue that passionately for decades. And there seemed to be a real artistic impulse to take photographs. And I don't understand why he made so many albums, because it doesn't seem like there is any kind of artistic impulse, or in fact, any artistry at all. Because like you said, he's not interpreting these songs, really. Like it is so very much the definition of a karaoke performance when you...
It really is.
When you jokingly imitate John Fogerty in the Creedence Clearwater Revival version of Proud Mary, you are doing karaoke. And it's just like, it is fascinating to me that he doesn't have a point of view on this material. I mean, I will admit, this is the only Leonard Nimoy song that I have heard. Maybe in other songs, his interpretive gifts are clear. But it seems to me that he just sort of strolled in, maybe was like two cognacs in by the time that they started up the tape machine. And he was just like, I'm having a lark, boys. But like when Dean Martin does that, we've talked about Dean Martin before. Dean Martin has such a specific personality as a singer. You can hear in the way he's attacking the material, the sort of wink in his voice. Leonard Nimoy also seems kind of drunk, but it doesn't seem like he's got a point of view. So yeah, it makes me think about what you said with regard to the Donnas and with other musicians who aren't necessarily great singers. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, great example. It's like, but you can make up for a lack of vocal prowess with energy, of which Leonard Nimoy seems to be in short supply in this recording session. And yet,
he's probably smoking during it.
And yet, Sarah, like you said too, this isn't okay. It is bad, and it is terrible. But in another way, it's pleasurable. It's like weirdly pleasurable.
I think it's partly weirdly pleasurable for people who do what we do to be like, but why is it terrible? Like just flipping over the tapestry, and it's like, is that cat hair? Like. Like, I feel like the challenge of analyzing why this fails makes it pleasurable, whereas, like, objectively as a piece of aural experience, it is a D+.
Yeah, and I think, okay, this, go with me on this. I think one of the reasons that this is an interesting failure is that the musicianship behind him sounds expensive. It doesn't sound like Uncle Goocher just like came in with his washtub bass. No, it's like they really got some good musicians back there, which makes it fascinating. It's like all of this money was spent so that someone with such limited skill could sing this song.
Well, and I'm wondering, are you familiar with, I forget the name of this thing, but it's like a mashup of Carl Sagan and Stephen Hawking speaking about like the nature of the universe and like quantum physics relationships. And Sagan starts by imitating a whale song, and then he's auto-tuned while he's talking about the nature of the number one and the complexities of the human mind to, you know, create systems. It's really a beautiful song, and I sort of miss Carl Sagan being in the world every time I hear it. Speaking of space. But, like, I'm just wondering what, like, Carl Sagan's, you know, talk songs album would be like. Because I feel like his voice was, you know, he also was, like, not trained and not particularly talented. But I think he also had a commitment to what he was trying to communicate, that if he had like written a whole bunch of songs about the distant reaches of the galaxy, that they would actually be good. Because he would be committed. So maybe like Nimoy originals aren't as bad as covers.
Yeah, his first album, Leonard Nimoy's first album, and again, I just want to stress, there were lots of Leonard Nimoy albums. His first album was called Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space.
Sure.
And it seemed like that might actually be slightly better because it really is about, like, space and shit. Like, there's a song, apparently there's a version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star that he rewrote to be Twinkle Twinkle Little Earth. Okay. And it's just like, okay, why not? I mean, because he's doing it in character, maybe there's a bit more verve in that album than there is in this.
Well, but then again, the Mr. Spock is like, as Mr. Spock, is the antithesis of verve by definition.
That's true. God, you're right. His whole thing is that he has no feelings, or at least he can control them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably not going to let loose with a Kansas rock scream at
no.
any point, Spock / Nimoy.
Well, yeah, and I can sort of see that, like, part of the marketing appeal of this is going to be, like, that it's recognizably, audibly Nimoy, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I sort of don't know how. I mean, I do know how to feel about this. It's bad. It contains many other bad things that are smaller under its bad brella. But, you know, you have to wonder if, like, he was just, like, fucking around at parties or, like, in his little home studio and someone was like, you should try to sell this. And then it kind of, like, just proceeded from there, and it wasn't something he was necessarily trying to do. But I do think it's interesting that for the rest of us, like, you try something like this and you're like, I'm just not quite good enough at this to keep going with it, but, like, I completed it and I'm glad it's done.
Whereas Nimoy's like, album 5.
Yeah, but actors are not going to, you know, either be told that or be able to realize that due to certain narcissistic tendencies.
Yes.
Love you, actors. Mean it. Reader,
so apparently them. This all started, or at least this Mr. Spock album started, because there was a lot of corporate synergy among the company that produced Star Trek and then the company that made records. Like, there was just a lot of, like, large companies that were all equally invested in the things around Star Trek. So that's where the first album came from, according to my research. And this happened a lot. That's why Shelley Fabre, who had been on the Donna Reed Show, or was at the time, got to release Johnny Angel. And less remembered, her co-star on that show, Paul Peterson, released an even shittier song than Johnny Angel, if you can believe it.
There are, I mean, I think CBS shows, for sure.
Yeah. That's how Tab Hunter ended up with a record deal and all that shit. So, but again, like you said, though, it doesn't explain album 5. That might explain album 1. Like, Bruce Willis released an album.
Yeah.
But he didn't release 5.
I love that one was the return of Bruno. Like, don't threaten us. Like, the sequel is the original Bruno. Like, okay, you know what? No. Putting the no,
you know, this is just,
back in Bruno.
This is just one of those reminders of, if you're, like, out there busting your ass in bars and clubs and you're actually a talented musician, it must be so demoralizing to see Leonard Nimoy's 5th album come out and just be like, well, fuck me then. Fuck my drag, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. On the other hand, I feel like Shatner is a more terrible singer who also was a more, like, resistant to reality self-promoter and always has been. Like, there's a TV movie in which he plays a killer pimp. I have seen it. It is really a lot of information that I have to you, and it's the tip of the information berg. But
he wrote that series of sci-fi books, Tech Wars, right?
Like, yeah.
William Shatner clearly has the blithe confidence to believe he can do anything.
He is a mediocre white man. I mean, it's really kind of amazing. And I am honored to share a birthday with him and Ms. Reese Witherspoon, who actually kind of knows how to angle this birthday to her advantage with a little more prestige. But I mean, Shatner's one of those that it's like he just never would go away and would never was just like a weeble wobble, like that it was like, this is a fucking terrible album, and then sproing, he's back up, like doing I don't even know what, painting, who knows.
Yeah, or like winning an Emmy for Boston Public or Boston Legal or whatever.
Yeah, one of those Bostons, not Boston Common, one of the other ones.
I do want to say, one of the things that I was thinking about with this performance is that if I saw this at karaoke, I would be on my feet screaming in approval. On my feet screaming for the police.
I know.
But another thing that makes this fascinating is that this is not a William Hung level terrible vocal or Florence Foster Jenkins level. You know, like,
right.
He's serviceable, which somehow makes it worse to me. Yeah.
Because it's like, this is, I think, the absolute best that he could do.
Yes.
And it doesn't cross the corpus callosum, basically, from like words and technique into actual music, which is sort of something larger than the words and the music together, that is, you know, that Wordsworthian sense of poetry being communicated in song, that he just can't quite, like, the proportions are off. He doesn't have the recipe. And again, I'm not judging him. I don't either. Like, the occasional Kansas rock scream aside, I got nothing for you. Like, I just don't have that gift. And I suspect that were he still around, he would maybe agree with that. That he's like, you know, I really enjoy doing this and people would give me money. And I've been divorced a few times and I needed the money. So what do you want from me? Like, okay.
Well, let me guarantee you that if someone right now called me up and said, we will give you $60,000 if you will go make an album of like Himalayan folk songs or whatever, I'd be like, sure. Where's the sitar or whatever? Sign me up. I'll do it.
Or like Mark and Sarah, the duets. I mean, sure.
Although, don't tempt us, universe.
Look, they should back a Brinks truck up so that we don't do that, because... It's like track 7. You're like, why do I always have to take the high parts again? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. More Sinatra? Shut up.
Wait, are you sure that we're really up to the Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell standard? Yes, we are. Ain't no mountain high enough. Go, go, go.
I can fly you to the moon. I've bought the space shuttle. Oh, God.
That's right. Please, please, world, give us the chance to abuse our wealth and status.
Or it would be like, I think I would be like Paula Abdul buying up all the copies of that movie Junior High School so that nobody could see me singing Itty Bitty Titty Committee. And yes, that is going to come up repeatedly on this podcast. Add it to your bingo card.
Oh my God, this is a perfect time for me to mention that recently I bought a pack of 29-year-old Paula Abdul gum.
Yes.
And I sent you a photo.
You did. It is amazing how many kinds of trading cards there are.
Yes.
Like, I remember being shocked that it was like, they have hockey cards. That's weird. There's true crime cards, there's Saved by the Bell, the new class cards, there's the rapper cards. I'm sure there's Star Trek cards. I got Dave Cole a pack of X-Files cards that he's been torturing Tara with ever since. Sorry, girl. but yeah, I mean, that's what we should do for our next project. Our next side project is actor vanity single cards.
Oh my God.
And then on the honestly, back, we can have all the stats, like, did it chart? Who worked on
oh my
it?
God.
Why is it so bad?
Who worked on it because they owed a tax debt?
How many Alan Smithies are listed on the liner notes? I'm writing this down, by the way. We should totally do
that. That's actually a brilliant idea. And y'all heard it here first. Get ready to collect all 20 of these limited edition cards.
Oh, God. All right. Well, Mr. Nimoy, thank you for your service to our culture. And thank you for making albums that we could talk about. And thank you for stopping.
And all I will add is keep on boining.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Space is filled.
Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is hosted by Mark Blankenship, that's me, and Sarah D. Bunting.
That's me. I also edit the podcast, which is a proud member of the Bleav Network. Learn more at bleav.com.
To learn more about us, submit song requests, get a pop chart reading, or buy a Mastis book, visit our website at markandsarahtalkaboutsongs.com. You'll also find all of our social media links there, too.
That's Mark and Sarah, with an H, talkaboutsongs.com. And for even more content and access to the Mastass Happy Hour, become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/mastass.
Thanks for listening.
Our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
The brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning.
Shoot, Mark and Sarah talk about shoot. Mark and Sarah talk about shoot. Mark and Sarah talk about songs.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big.